chapter 16 and verse 13. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. Now, this is a general principle. It's not infallibly true in every instance that people in places of authority will love those who have righteous lips. There are times when people will hate righteous lips. There was a king named Herod, and he hated the righteous lips of a man named John, and one day had his head cut off. And we could bring forth many other examples. But generally speaking, even worldlings, when they can find someone that tells the truth, they're delighted. Daniel, Joseph, in heathen settings, were given tremendous places of prominence and influence. Why? Because their righteous lips were the delight of kings, and they loved him who spoke right. And we need to tell our children that. That one of the ways that God may honor their commitment to truth is that he will so work in the hearts of men in common grace that they will know, though I don't want this man's religion, I like the fruit of it because I know whatever he tells me is the truth. He's never going to con me. He's never going to give me half of the story. When he tells me he's giving me the whole story, I can trust him. And though I hate his religion, the fruit of it's good for the business, and he has a secure job. Why? Because righteous lips are the delight of kings, corporation presidents, personnel managers, foremen. We need to teach our children one of the blessed fruits of the righteous use of their lips.